Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 28th of April 2024. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. 14.130 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. And 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area by Mark, VK7FMAC. And you can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in Southern VK7. Tassie HammyCon. The innovation in amateur radio. The Tassie Ham Conference is scheduled for the 1st to the 3rd of November 2024 and is being held at the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. The Friday night is a social barbecue held at the Reese Clubrooms, and then Saturday and the first half of Sunday is a fun-filled conference of presentations and activities centred around innovation in amateur radio. We are currently locking in presenters from around the world, and bookings will be open very soon. Watch the Tassie HammyCon web pages for more details. 73 from the Tassie HammyCon Organising Committee. And Lost Friend. This email request came through the NTARC website contact facility this week, and the message read, "Hello, my name is Josie Babin. I used to run the Mountain View Country Inn in Deloraine. I am trying to get in contact with a friend I met 24 years ago in Tasmania. He is a French radio amateur. I only know that his first name is Patrick and his wife's name is Christiane. Patrick and Christiane were living in Tasmania and he was a baker. When he left Tasmania in 2002, they were living around Liffey Falls. If you know him, please ask him to call me on 0409 622630. I have replied to Josie and told her I will ask around, but what better method than the weekly broadcast? Well, it is worth a try. I'm assuming Josie isn't an amateur. If anyone knows or remembers the French amateur named Patrick, give Josie a call or send an email and I will pass on the information. And the email address is secretary@ntarc.net. Fingers crossed, send 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB. And statewide news, QSL update, a report from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the VK7 Amateur Inwoods QSL Bureau. If you live near another amateur and can collect and deliver their QSL cards to their QTH, that would be a big help. Please let Herman know if you can. The updated list of QSL cards held as at the 26th of April 2024 is in the email version of the broadcast, and thank you to those who have been in touch about leaving cards at the Reist Clubrooms and sending stamps for direct mailouts. If you have any questions re-QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email, and it's herman@ozemail.com.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwoods QSL Bureau. And statewide news, the Thursday night SSTV nets. There was no net on Anzac Day. But remember, Ken, VK7KRJ, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them out on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both North and South Tasmania. If you missed any nets, then there are an archive of all the SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. There is no suggested theme for this week's SSTV net. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And news from the Northwest, the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, and car boot slash table sale. The club will be holding a car boot sale on Sunday the 19th of May from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Leven District Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston, with Sunday the 26th as a standby date if the weather is atrocious on the 19th of May. The club has items from two deceased estates and a now not active amateur to dispose of. So we are offering other amateurs statewide the opportunity to bring along their unwanted equipment to sell. You can bring items to sell, supply your own table or sell out your own boot, etc. We are hoping to obtain tables for people to use and book, and this will be updated once known. It will cost $10 to sell on the day, and with the funds going directly to the local scouts. Please note, due to plumbing issues, the hall toilets are not available, but toilets are 5 minutes away along Beach Road or at the Hive Museum. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the NWTARC News Officer. And news from the north, the SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meet twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy, and Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And last broadcast, I reported that, quote, "This certainly has been a very quiet week as far as anything of a newsworthy nature goes," unquote. It turns out that I probably shouldn't have said that. Before the broadcast went to air, our club room suffered a break-in. Early in the morning, when Roz arrived and entered by the main door, she was greeted by a sea of white powder covering everything, with sunlight streaming in through where the window once resided. The window was no more, just a broken pane of glass, but a completely destroyed and removed window frame as well. Externally, the window security screen had been bent out of the way, and a large number of bricks had parted company with the wall, both by the rear window. After the police visit and ascertaining of the damage, the priority was to secure the rather substantial hole in the wall. A quick visit to the local hardware suppliers, a few hours of enthusiastic carpentry, and the window opening was framed by 4x2-inch timbers and double-lined with a couple of 8x4 sheets of plywood. Stuart, VK7FEAT, Ian, VK7IH, and Jacob, a helpful rover scout, showcased impressive woodworking skills, and our clubroom was once again secure. Thanks, fellows. Now, let's discuss how we fared during the break-in. Fortunately, the contents of the radio room remained untouched. The door and lock withstood the force of an axe until the intruders gave up and lost interest. None of our radios or radio equipment were damaged or stolen, including our collection of vintage radios. However, we did suffer losses elsewhere. One laptop display, a couple of monitors, a large TV used by the scouts for Zoom meetings, and a sizable projection screen are no longer usable or salvageable. Cleaning up proved to be quite a task. It took several days of solid work to sweep, vacuum, and swab up the residue from half a dozen discharged dry powder fire extinguishers. That powder seems to infiltrate every nook and cranny. At least the main club rooms were once again usable for our tech night session on Wednesday. We'll continue with the rest of the activities as planned. Speaking of the club technical nights, Ross VK7ALH brought in a original Yaesu FT1 that he's been working on. This model appeared first in 1981, and this was one that was still in excellent condition. There are signs of it having undergone a few mods over the years, with the most obvious being a conversion to DC operation. The manufactured weight came in at 17 kilos, even though there is no longer a mains transformer in it, still remaining it still remains a substantial unit. There is extensive use of large chassis mounting edge connectors throughout, and this allows all printed circuit boards to be removed easily and reinserted again using the guides and push seated into the edge connectors. The random access memory requires backup and or a holding voltage that maintains its programmed contents. This is achieved by three AA cells in a holder. Luckily, Ross also had a circuit diagram and took us through his reasoning and the testing to isolate the fault to the automatic level control section and most likely down to one particular device. We await the results of the new FET arriving. Thanks, Ross. Lionel VK7SZLB brought in a battery compartment from a circa 1970s AWA, or Amalgamated Wireless Australia, F240 manual distortion and noise measurement set. The item being a battery compartment might give you some hint as to what fellows, yes, it still does contain six C cells, and yes, they are probably had been in situ since last century. I will call them Duracell Alkaline lookalikes to avoid any trouble. But need I say any more? Lionel is in for a long stint of corrosion removal and restoration. Luckily, the battery enclosure is made from very sturdy plastic, and the enclosure terminals appear to be in surprisingly good condition. Obviously, AWA used some decent quality material way back when Australia actually manufactured equipment. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News. Up-and-coming events, Testnet and Technet sessions. Every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7pm to 7:30pm. Then a Technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm until about 8:30pm. And your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. And coffee mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC clubrooms. Time is from 10am till noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. And Club Rooms Technical Night Session. The next session will be on Wednesday the 8th of May and will commence at the usual time of 6:30pm, running through until about 9pm at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net, and all items to be received no later than 5pm on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, our May presentation. And it's Pop Medhurst XFM, Tasmanian Wireless Pioneer. This Wednesday night is Reece's May presentation night and should be a fascinating night of finding out about a true Tasmanian telegraphy, telephony and amateur wireless pioneer, FW or Pop Medhurst, who started his wireless experimentation with callsign XFM, then went to A7AH, then VK7AH. And did you realise that Pop actually got his callsign XFM in the very year Marconi demonstrated wireless? Do you know that Pop invented and patented the equivalent of the iPhone today and sold it across the world at the turn of the 20th century? Are you maybe interested in what Hobart looked like in the 1920s, 30s and 50s and what amateur radio field days looked like way back in the 1930s? If so, have we got a deal for you. this Wednesday night, the 1st of May 2024, from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms, and it will go out on DVB-T, RF and via the Reist YouTube channel streaming service. This should be a great night. See you there from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And May Special Forum Field Day Operation. You may have seen those operators go out bush or on top of a mountain with their antennas, batteries and rigs, making contact around the world, and thought, really wish I could do that. The format will be a forum getting everyone together to share their experience, tricks of the trades, epic and not so epic fails, and hints and tips of operating portable and mobile. If you have any experience operating outside your shack, be it through a contest, POTA, SOTA, WWFF, VKFF, or silos, or some other OTA, then please come along and share your experience with the group. Bring along your tricks of the trade and show them off. It will happen on Wednesday the 8th of May at 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. The event will be streamed with an open chat channel where we can take questions, and we also will be going out on DVB-T RF. See you there, 73, from the Reist Committee. And the June presentation, Glitching Pulsars, the sequel we've all been waiting for. Just after the discovery of pulsars by Joslyn Bell in the late 1960s, we have known about pulsars glitching. For 50 years, astronomers have been trying to catch a glitch live with a large radio telescope, and all have failed. Until 2018, when an unknown Tasmanian did what no one else in the world had, and it got him published in the world's most prestigious journal. What is a glitch? What is a pulsar? And what happened that made Nature publish his paper? Dr. Jim Palfreyman will present the sequel to his 2012 Reist talk, and like Godfather 2 in The Empire Strikes Back, it will be better than the original. See you at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms on the 5th of June 2024 from 7:30pm. Presentation will be live and streamed via the Reist YouTube channel. 73 from the Reist Committee. And Wednesday Experimenters Group. The Wednesday Experimenters Group last Wednesday night was a retrospective of the Equine Endurance Event Experience, or what we in the trade call the quaddy. We got some Equine Endurance first-timers into the studio to talk about their experience operating radios at checkpoints and on base. We started with Jim, VK7JDZ, who came up with Brian, VK7BW, for the two-day event, camped overnight at the checkpoint. Jim related his learnings that included not taking quite so much next time and a great camping and friendship over the weekend. Justin, VK7TW, related getting up at 5 a.m. and waking to an Aurora Australis, and some pictures were shown. Harry, VK7HXT, and Xavier, VK7XHJ, then came into the studio and talked about their experience and highlights. Harry was on a checkpoint and Xavier was on base with Justin. We are all looking forward to the Tom Quilty trial event at Sassafras in mid-May. We then move to an update on the status of Voyager 1 that is back online billions of kilometres away. Justin then related about the many NBN cable labels that are currently falling off and reusing them for amateur radio shack cable labelling. We then took a look at the Arduino Dew and finished with the night with the Space Weather Report and future presentations. We get back underway with our WEGS group in 3 weeks' time. See you there or on the stream. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. Training and Assessment. Our next Reist Training and Assessment Day is September the 29th of June 2024. If you're interested in coming along, then please let Reg M at VK7KK, the Reist Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And we move to technology news. Curving light beams could enable terahertz communications. Scientists know that in the near future, they will need to transition to much higher communication frequencies than what currently systems rely on. But before that can happen, there are a number of quite literal obstacles standing in the way. Now, researchers from Brown University and Rice University say they have come up with, they are one step closer to getting around these solid obstacles, including walls, furniture, and even people. Current systems rely on microwave radiation to carry data, but it's become clear that in the future, standards for transmitting data will make the use of terahertz waves, which have as much as 100 times the data-carrying capacity of microwaves. One long-standing issue has been that, unlike microwaves, terahertz signals can be blocked by most solid objects, making a direct line of sight between the transmitter and the receiver a logistical requirement. Most people probably use a Wi-Fi base station that fills the room with wireless signals, said Daniel Mittelman, a professor in the Brown School of Engineering. No matter where they move, they maintain a link. At the higher frequencies that we're talking about here, you won't be able to do that anymore. Instead, it's going to have to be a directional beam, and if you move around, the beam is going to have to follow you in order to maintain the link. And if you move outside the beam or something blocks that link, then you're not getting any signal. In a new study, Mittelman and his colleagues introduced the concept of self-accelerating beams. These are special configurations of electromagnetic waves that naturally bend or curve to one side as they move through space. The beams have previously been studied at optical frequencies, but are now being explored for terahertz communication. Using this idea as a jumping-off point, the researchers engineered transmitters with carefully designed patterns so that the system can manipulate the strength, intensity, and timing of the electromagnetic waves that are produced. With this ability to manipulate the light, the researchers make the waves work together more effectively to maintain the signal when a solid object blocks a portion of the beam. Essentially, the light beams adjust to the blockage by shuffling data along the patterns the researchers engineered into the transmitter. When one pattern is blocked, the data transfers to the next one, and the next one, if that is blocked. This keeps the signal link fully intact. Without this level of control, when the beam is blocked, the system can't make any adjustments, so no signal gets through. This effectively makes the signal bend around objects as long as the transmitter is not completely blocked. If it is completely blocked, another way of getting the data to the receiver will be needed. Curving a beam doesn't solve all possible blockage problems, but it does solve some of them, and it solves them in a way that's better than the others we have tried, said Hinchem Gerboker, who led the study as a postdoctoral researcher at Brown and is now an assistant professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. The researchers validated their findings through extensive simulations and experiments navigating around objects to maintain communication links with high reliability and integrity. With their results published in the journal Communications Engineering, the work builds on a previous study from the team that showed terahertz data links can be bounced off walls in a room without dropping too much data. This is the world's first curved data link, a critical milestone in realizing the 6G vision of the high data rate and high reliability, said Edward Knightley, a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Rice University. By using these curved beams, the researchers hope to one day make wireless networks more reliable, even in crowded and obstructed environments, and this could lead to faster and more stable internet connections in places like offices or cities where obstacles are common. Before getting to that point, however, there is a much more basic research to be done and plenty of challenges to overcome as terahertz communication technology is still in its infancy. One of the key questions that everybody asks us is how much can you curve and how far away, Mittelman said. We've done rough estimates of these things, but we haven't really quantified it yet, so we hope to map it out. And that was sourced from the Critical Comms Web eZine. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Daily Net on 3.64 MHz. Commences 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF RJG from 7:30 PM in the North and Northwest RJG on 438.55-7 MHz and in the South on RAF 146.650-600 kHz and a CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link RAF North-South. And statewide microwave QSO party follows the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.14 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, and then a north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and southern stations on the even minute. Reist Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain. And Reist Wegs, the Wednesday experimenters group from around 6 PM with DATV shows starting 7:30 PM in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. Testnet and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 to 7:30 PM and on the TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM till about 8:30 PM. NTARC Coffee Mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 AM until noon in the Rochelle Clubrooms. NTARC Club Room Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 8th of May from 6:30 PM in the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Northwest VK7, the Wednesday from 8 PM local. The NW Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres, VK7RMD. Input 146.025, output 146.625, and the tone is 141.3. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local. The Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. And events, Reist May, the first Pop Medhurst Tasmanian Wireless Pioneer with VK7 TW from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain clubrooms and streamed. Reist May the 8th, Field Day Forum, Wednesday the 8th of May from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain clubrooms and streamed. Reist June 5th, Glitching Pulsars, the sequel we've all been waiting for, with Dr. Jim Palfreyman from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain clubrooms and streamed. NWTARC June the 15th, club meeting, the Scout Hall, Alexandra Road, Ulverston. And VK November the 2nd to 3rd, the Tassie Ham Conference, Innovation in Amateur Radio, Sandy Bay Campus, UTAS. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7ZIR. Repeaters Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, the Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC, 160 metres 7GS, 80 metres 7JGD, 40 metres 7DG, 20 metres 7TPE, 10 metres 7VKT, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB Channel 24 in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews, all one word, at gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call sign during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, 73, stay safe from Justin. VK7 Tangled Whiskers.